Red Film Radio, this is Niccolò Comotti here at Berlinale 2015, and today I'm joined by Maria Telon and Maria Mercedes Corroy, the actresses of Ixcanul, Volcano. So, how was the experience for the first time on film?
For Mercedes, it is the first time that she works as an actress. And for her, it was a very beautiful experience, especially because the story is based on a true story. And she thinks it's a very real, real story. And there is a lot of people living isolated, just as you see in the film. So it's she likes that it was based on reality.
Pues mi experiencia es...
Well, she actually Maria Telon was not. She works in a community theater, so it was not her first experience.
Uh-huh.
And for film, she thinks she wants to go on working as an actress for film.
And how did the community react about the making of the film?
Pues algunos dice increíble cómo puede llegar.
Maria Telon says that people think it's unbelievable how far this has gone and where they are. And Mercedes says that everyone is impressed that she acted in a film, especially at school, back at school where she's studying. They are waiting for her to come back.
Tell us more about the working process with Jairo Bustamante. Was there any rehearsal before shooting?
Sí, ensayamos.
Maria Telon says that yes, we did rehearse for several days before, and Mercedes added that we did some workshops with some different dynamics, and for example, we did play like children with talking about the subject of the film and searching for certain feelings to come out. So that was kind of the rehearsal that they had for the film.
This kind of film really works when it's actually happened. It really maintains an idea of reality. So we are actually in a community like that. This is not fiction, you know? There's a reality into that. As actresses, though, you know, especially for the first time in cinema, there's always this camera around, you know, that makes it very unreal. So what was the biggest challenge? The fact of making it real and not acting it too out, but we actually, the idea of cutting, the idea of like the camera following you, the presence of the camera and following the camera, where were the biggest challenges for you, Maria and Mercedes?
Pues... Todo el tiempo es muy difícil, pero...
For Maria Telon, she says that for her it is, she thinks it's a hard job just to play the role with the camera, but it's her job, so there's no problem with that. Mercedes, she says that having the camera there actually was not really that much a problem for her. And she says that the hardest scene for her, which she thinks was the hardest, was... the scene where they are kissing behind the tree at the coffee plantation.
You know, the two characters, so Juana and Maria, they represent also much more than just, you know, the community itself and the sort of the idea of tradition and the escape towards tradition, you know, away from it. What did Jairo tell you to kind of pinpoint the two characters in few words, you know, how would Juana to be represented and how Maria, like the sort of psychological work of the two characters?
Nos explicó un poquito de cómo era la historia de Juana.
Maria Telon says that what Jairo did is that he told her about Juana's story, and it was her job to try to be as that character, and that's what she did. And Mercedes, she thinks, she says that what Jairo did is that she kept telling her all the time, Maria is this type of person, and he would say, for example, Maria is intelligent, Maria is strong, Maria is this way, and that's the way that she could take in the persona, the character, and that's how she played.
It's also, I'm kind of curious, I don't know if they saw the film, but all throughout the sort of production of it, and so the acting, Well, the film kind of plays this tension between the preservation of tradition or actually, you know, abandoning tradition in order to be free, in a way, you know, by the two characters in two generations. There's always this sort of tension that you cannot side between one and the other. You know, there's all these little moments. And regarding exactly Maria, both Marias, how, to what extent do they agree with the choices of the characters that they actually played? Did they feel some sort of, sometimes some obstacles as well into what they were acting? So in a sort of almost moral and ethical way as well.
Pues para mí no hubo ningún problema, porque uno...
It's no problem for her, because she thinks just the same as a character. So it's very a very traditional way. And since she is a mother, she felt very much like the character, so it was not a problem. There was really no difficulty in playing the part.
Sería que María...
She thinks that Maria in the film, she was being kind of a rebel, and sometimes she had her moments of insanity for saying something, and she didn't know what she was giving up by wanting to leave. She would lose her traditions and everything that she had in her town. So Maria Mercedes, she does not want to leave the country or her town. So she was, she has another way of thinking, for example. And but she says it was not a problem for her to act the other part.
Thank you very much to Maria Telon and Maria Mercedes Coroy for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.